West Report with Bob Tarlow.
Hey, thank you very much, Bob Tarlow, joining us in just a moment. Don't forget the rumour file's open, 92211882. Phone your rumour through now. You can win the $200 cash. Good morning to Bob Tarlow in Los Angeles. Hello, Bob.
Thank you, Basil, to you there in Perth, and to Steve in Kalgoorlie. A very good Thursday morning. I bring you not-so-good news from Mexico, where police, firefighters, and ordinary Mexicans are frantically digging through the rubble of collapsed schools, homes, and apartment buildings today, looking for survivors of Mexico's deadliest earthquake in decades. The number of confirmed fatalities has reached 225. In the minutes after the early afternoon 7.1 quake, multi-story buildings could be seen and heard collapsing in on themselves. Adding poignancy and a touch of the surreal, yesterday's quake struck on the 32nd anniversary of the 1985 earthquake that killed thousands. Just hours earlier, people around Mexico held earthquake drills to mark the date. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake hit at 1:14 p.m. local time, that it was centered in the state of Puebla, 120 kilometers southeast of Mexico City. California seismologist Lucy Jones explains why the Mexican capital is so prone to heavy damage from a significant quake.
Because the soil in Mexico City amplifies the shaking by a factor of 100 or more, they get a lot of damage from faraway earthquakes.
As Mexico City's buildings rattled yesterday, people rushed into the streets.
It began to shake at 1:14, and it felt like it would never stop.
That's Adrian Bard, an American who has lived in Mexico City since the mid-90s, reports for CBS. Today, she's observing frantic work at one of the many collapsed buildings there in Mexico City.
I'm standing about a block away from where a rescue is taking place in what was a six-story apartment building. It's completely collapsed. It doesn't look any taller now than two stories. On the top of the piles of rubble, there are rescue workers wearing yellow hats and vests, and they're specialized workers who are trying to communicate with some of the 40 people believed to be trapped inside.
44 buildings collapsed there in the Mexican capital, so have dozens of others closer to the quake's epicenter. Those buckled structures include an elementary school on the southern outskirts of Mexico City, where 25 bodies have been found. And Stephen, Basil, I do bring you some good news this morning from all that rubble. The Mexico City government now says 52 people have been brought out alive from those wrecked buildings, and that includes a young girl located in the rubble of that collapsed school, and she is going to be okay.
Well, that is some good news, isn't it? But it's a terrible, terrible situation. Thanks, Bob. It's a pretty chilling report, but one we needed to hear.